Mindset for IELTS, Level 2, by Natasha D'Souza, Peter Crosthwaite, and Mark Lowenthal. Published by Cambridge University Press and Cambridge English Language Assessment, 2017. This recording is copyright. Track 2. 1.
This is a very nice ground floor two-bedroom flat. It was recently modernised with a new bathroom and kitchen. The main bedroom is a double bedroom with an ensuite bathroom and toilet, in addition to the main bathroom and toilet. There is a second, smaller bedroom. The living room is spacious and there is a large kitchen, which is big enough to be used as a dining room. The garden is accessible through the living room and the kitchen.
2.
This first floor flat is in a very nice area of the town and is well connected to local shops and services, as well as having good transport connections. There are two double bedrooms, one bathroom, a newly fitted kitchen, a living room and a separate dining room, which could be turned into a third bedroom. There are stairs to the garden at the back. The flat needs some modernisation, but it is very well kept and would be an excellent family home.
3.
This is a lovely flat, suitable for a family or for people sharing. The flat is on two levels. There's a first floor and a second floor above a separate ground floor flat. Upstairs, there's a large double bedroom and a smaller double, as well as a third bedroom, which is only a single but is still a good size. There's a large bathroom upstairs and also a small shower room downstairs. There's a spacious living room and a large kitchen dining room with a rear door to steps leading to the garden.
Track 3.
Morgan's Estate Agents, how can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling about a property that you have for sale in Churchill Road.
Sorry, did you say Church Mill Road?
No, Church Hill Road. Churchill.
Oh, right. We have two for sale in Church Hill Road, a three-bedroom property and a two-bedroom one. Can you tell me which one you're calling about?
It's the three-bedroom one.
Oh, yes. Would you like to arrange a viewing?
Yes, but first of all, I'd like to check some details.
Certainly. What would you like to know?
Firstly, how many lounges has it got?
There are two. There's a small one at the front and a larger one at the back, leading to a sunroom.
A sunroom? That's nice to know.
Yes, it's perfect to sit in on those chilly or rainy days, as it's got its own heating, and you can get to the garden through the sunroom door.
Oh, lovely. I've always liked the idea of outdoor space with a lawn. I do a bit of gardening myself. What about the kitchen?
It's fully fitted, so it includes a cooker and a dishwasher and all the other things you'd expect in a kitchen. You can also get to the outside space through the kitchen door.
That sounds great, not having to buy a cooker and dishwasher.
Yes, it would be perfect for you. I should add that there's a garage and a short driveway.
Oh, that's very useful. My husband usually drives to work, but I mostly use public transport.
Well, regarding transport, it's only 5 minutes from Edgeley Station, and there are regular buses to the town centre, so it's very well connected.
That's excellent.
So, would you like to arrange a viewing?
I'm free tomorrow morning. Is 11 o'clock okay?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm busy then.
How about 1 o'clock then? Or 1:45?
1 o'clock would be best for me.
Okay, great. Let's meet then. Oh, my name is Caroline Prendergast. My number is 07945... 872310.
I'm Peter Elliot.
Is that with two L's?
No, one. E-L-I-O-T. My number is 07863905073. That's 07863905073. I look forward to seeing you then.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Track 4. Conversation 1.
How much is that altogether?
That's £53.72, please.
Sorry, did you say £43.72?
No, £53.72.
Conversation 2.
So how far is it to Paris?
I've just checked. It's 472 kilometres.
472 kilometres? That's a long way. Are you sure you want to drive?
Conversation 3.
Someone left a message for you, Mr. Henry. He wants you to call him on 01897 625 730.
Sorry, I didn't get all that. Did you say 01857 629 730?
No, it's 01897 625 730.
Conversation 4.
So how big is the football field?
It's 110 metres by 55 metres.
110 metres long and 55 metres wide?
Mm-hmm.
That's quite big.
Conversation 5.
Can I book a place on the course on Saturday, please?
Certainly, madam. What's your membership number?
It's B1074.
Sorry, did you say D1074?
No, B1074.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Track 5.
Hello, I'm Peter Elliott. You must be Ms. Prendergast.
Yes, that's right.
So, this is the property.
Oh, I just wanted to check one thing. The price. If I remember rightly, it's £340,000?
Actually, it's £350,000 at the moment, but we can discuss that later if you like. As you can see, the front garden is very well kept.
Yes. The owners have taken very good care of it.
Shall we go in? Follow me. So, here's the hall and the front lounge to the left.
Yes, it's very nice. What are the dimensions?
It's 4.3 metres by 3.28 metres. Well, that's very spacious for a smaller lounge.
Yes. 4.3 metres long and 3.28 metres wide. Can we go through to the second lounge?
Certainly. If you'd like to follow me, I will just go. And here we are.
Oh, it's lovely. What's the size of this room?
Let's see. The second lounge. It's 6.5 metres by 4.25 metres.
Oh.
And you can see the sunroom at the back and the garden.
Can we go and have a look?
Of course. Walk this way. As you can see, there's enough room here for some plants and two sofas.
Mm-hmm.
You could even put a dining suite here.
That would be perfect for cooler days. I love it.
And as you can see, there's a patio and a large lawn with flowers around the edges.
What are the dimensions of the garden?
It's 30 metres long and 10 metres wide.
30 metres by 10 metres? That's a good size for a family. It would be lovely in summer.
Of course. Would you like to look upstairs?
Yes, okay.
Here's the main bedroom. It's 4.91 metres by 3.95 metres. Perfect for a large double bed. Oh, sorry, that's 4.9 metres long and 3.95 metres wide.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an ensuite bathroom here, though it only has a shower unit and not a big bath like the main bathroom.
That would come in very useful when we all get up to get ready for school or work.
Yes, that's a real positive. Here's the second bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4.2 metres by 3.55 metres. Ideal for children to share.
4.2 metres long and 3.55 metres wide? Okay, that's good. Yes, it's got plenty of room to play in.
And here's the last bedroom, which is 3.25 metres by 2.5 metres. It would be ideal for a child.
Yes, it would be fine for my older daughter.
The bathroom is just over here. It's got a large bath as well as a shower fitting.
Great. It's just what we need.
So, would you like to put in an offer?
Yes, please. This is the best property I've seen so far. I don't think I'll find a more suitable one.
Wonderful. If you'd like to come back to the office, I can take your details and arrange everything.
Track 6.
So, Ms. Prendergast, let me take your details. I'll just enter your name. How do you spell it?
P-R-E-N-D-E-R-G-A-S-T.
OK, that's it. And what's your present address?
52 Lanchester Road. That's L-A-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. It's in the Riverside part of town. The postcode is KE7-8UD.
And your home phone number?
01594-398-210.
And I've got your mobile number, 07945-872-310.
Yes, that's right.
OK. Now, the house is on the market for £350,000, but I know that the owners would be happy to accept a close offer as it's been on for a few months. What would your first offer be?
I think £340,000 would be fair.
OK, I'll put that offer to them and we'll see what they say. Now, usually buyers have a mortgage arranged with a bank, a loan, to buy the house, so that we can quickly complete the sale. Do you have one arranged yet?
We've spoken to our bank, and they're happy to offer us what we need, up to £300,000. We also have a 15% deposit in our bank account, about £52,000, so that won't be a problem.
And is anyone buying your house? Will the sellers of this property need to wait for you to sell yours?
No. We sold it a couple of months ago and we're staying with relatives, so we're ready to move in as soon as the sale is completed. So, when do you think you can get an answer on the offer?
I should be able to get one tomorrow. Then, if they agree, we can do things quite quickly.
Oh.
Your bank will do the survey, you know, send someone to check the house is in good condition and at the right price. And if that's okay, we can then prepare the contracts for you and the seller to sign.
How long do you think the sale will take after that?
Well, it's difficult to say. If things go well, we should complete it in about 2 months at the most. Most sales take about 2 months. However, if there are any problems, it could take longer, but we hope it won't be more than 3 months. For example, part of the house, like the roof, might be in bad condition and might need some work, or there might be plans for a new road in the local area. Anything like that can delay the sale, but most of our sales go through quickly.
Oh, I hope nothing like that happens. We're really looking forward to moving in soon. It's not easy living a long time with relatives, and my husband has a long journey to get to work. But those aren't the things I'm really worried about. If we can move in before the end of the summer, it'll be much easier for the children to go to their new school. That's why I hope we can complete everything on time.
Don't worry. I don't see any problems with this sale, so I'm quite sure you'll be in the house by then. So, just to go over things again, I'll talk to the sellers tomorrow. If they accept your offer, then we can continue. If they don't, you'll need to put in a higher one quickly, but we should be able to agree by the end of the week. Then you ask your bank to send someone to check the house. If that's all okay, the next step is to prepare the contracts for you and the seller to sign, and we should complete the sale soon after that.
Wonderful. I'll look forward to your call tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Track 7.
And there's an ensuite bathroom here, though it only has a shower unit and not a big bath like the main bathroom.
That would come in very useful when we all get up to get ready for school or work.
Track 8.
Now, in this section of the test, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself and where you live. Do you live in a house or an apartment at the moment?
Right now, I'm living in a house with two other students. It's a pretty big house with two floors, a garden, and a shared bathroom. I moved in during the summer.
Where do you live? In the city or the countryside?
Our house is in the city centre, about 5 minutes walk from the train station. We're close to all of the shops and restaurants, and our school is about a 20-minute bus ride from my house. There's lots to see and do around there, so I'm pretty happy with the location.
Who else lives with you where you live?
Well, as I said, I live with two other students. They both go to the same school as me. One of them is from China and the other is from India. I'm from Romania, so I think we live in a pretty international house.
Is there anything you don't like about where you live?
Well, I don't like sharing my bathroom with others, and the kitchen is often very busy, but I think that's normal for a shared house. Also, we need to do the gardening regularly, or things get out of control. Sometimes the trains can be a little loud as well, especially in the mornings.
Now, let's talk about shopping. Where do most people go shopping where you live?
Most people go to the City Gate Shopping Centre, as it's the biggest and has the most shops and restaurants. There is also a cinema and ice rink, so people go there not just to shop, but to hang out with their friends as well. It has all of the famous brands and, most importantly, it's warm in the winter.
When do you usually go shopping?
I usually go at the weekends, as I'm too busy with my studies to go in the week. The only problem is that the city gate gets very full at weekends, and you have to wait a long time to get a bus back home because so many people are trying to catch the bus at the same time as you.
Why do lots of young people like to go shopping at big shopping centres?
I think it's because everything is in one place, and they're clean and comfortable. And it's safe for young people to meet. Where else can you go that has all of the shops and entertainment under one roof that the big malls have?
Would you ever do your shopping at the local market?
I'm not really sure, as the local market is more for older people who just want to go and buy some cheaper food or clothes. And the styles and brands on sale at the market are a bit old-fashioned for me personally. Maybe my parents would be fine with going to the market, but there's really nothing interesting for me there.
Track 9. 1.
Right now, I'm living in an apartment with my friends. Right now, I'm living in an apartment with my friends.
2.
I'm not too happy with my current accommodation. It's too small. I'm not too happy with my current accommodation. It's too small.
3.
The architecture in my hometown is fascinating. The architecture in my hometown is fascinating.
4.
I get up early as there's a lot of construction going on across the road. I get up early as there's a lot of construction going on across the road.
5.
My shopping mall has a lot of escalators, as there are 10 floors in total. My shopping mall has a lot of escalators, as there are 10 floors in total.
6.
The inhabitants of my hometown are pretty easygoing, as we live in a place with good weather. The inhabitants of my hometown are pretty easygoing, as we live in a place with good weather.
7.
The most famous monument in my hometown is the Statue of Liberty. The most famous monument in my hometown is the Statue of Liberty.
8.
Most visitors to my hometown go to the museum, as it's very famous. Most visitors to my hometown go to the museum, as it's very famous.
9.
The most boring places in my hometown are the residential areas, as there are no shops there. The most boring places in my hometown are the residential areas, as there are no shops there.
10.
My hometown has a huge stadium where people go to see the local football team. My hometown has a huge stadium where people go to see the local football team.
11.
These days, many people are leaving the city to go to the countryside, where it's cleaner. These days, many people are leaving the city to go to the countryside, where it's cleaner.
12.
I'd say that due to the traffic in my hometown, the environment there is getting worse. I'd say that due to the traffic in my hometown, the environment there is getting worse.
13.
My hometown has interesting geography, with big mountains and deep valleys. My hometown has interesting geography, with big mountains and deep valleys.
14.
The most interesting thing about where I live is the regional food that you can only get here. The most interesting thing about where I live is the regional food that you can only get here.
15.
On average, we get pretty warm temperatures here in my hometown. On average, we get pretty warm temperatures here in my hometown.
16.
Because I live in the countryside, the scenery here is beautiful, very colourful and bright. Because I live in the countryside, the scenery here is beautiful, very colourful and bright.
Track 10. 1.
Apartment.
2.
Accommodation.
3.
Architecture.
4.
Construction.
5.
Escalator.
6.
Inhabitants.
7.
Monument.
8.
Museum.
9.
Residential.
10.
Stadium.
11.
Countryside.
12.
Environment.
13.
Geography.
14.
Regional.
15.
Temperature.
16.
Scenery.